You're listening to Advocate Radio, and this is the Lake Highlands podcast for Tuesday, September 7th, 2010. I'm Carrie Mitchell, one of the editors at Advocate, and with me are Carol Toller, neighborhood blogger.
Hello, thanks for having me.
And Ellen Raff, neighborhood columnist.
Hi, great to be here.
I'm so glad you all are here, and we are actually podcasting live from Brothers Pizza in Lake Highlands, and we want to thank Rolinda and Luan Vranici for letting us come podcast here. And by the way, if any neighborhood business would like us to podcast live at their business, we're happy to kind of move around to different locations and do that. Just let us know at Lake Highlands Podcast at advocatemag.com. Also, we'll be podcasting live next week. We'll just throw out a surprise there. It's going to be a fun one, and maybe we'll give you another tip closer to the end of this week. Oh, yes, with a very special guest. So make sure to mark your calendars for September 14th. So today we're going to be talking, since we've just finished up a big holiday weekend, we thought we'd keep it light. We're going to talk a little bit about neighborhood restaurants, some new and maybe lesser known restaurants that we've discussed recently on the blog, as well as what our go-to restaurants and maybe even menu items are in the neighborhood. And then we're going to talk just a little bit about fall and TV, since that's coming up, and because we had a couple of Lake Highlands celebrities recently on the Emmys. So let's start talking about neighborhood restaurants. What about you guys? Have you tried anything new recently in Lake Highlands?
Well, I blogged about El Pollo Regio. And this is a little, sort of a square little place. Square, I mean, that's how I would describe the building.
It's kind of a box.
It's a box.
Is that what you're thinking?
That's okay. What I'm thinking, yes. And I just noticed it the other day driving south when I picked my daughter up from Richland College. So driving south before you cross LBJ, suddenly, because of hunger, I noticed this place, which I had never noticed before. And I really did not stop and have a talk with them, but I did have some chicken. And most of the conversation would have been in Spanish, but it's even the receipt had Spanish on it, but then at the bottom it did say that in English that they cater. Anyway,
well, that's good.
For your quinceañera or anything else. But I was so excited because I've always been looking for some of this flame-broiled chicken that you can get at my favorite place in California called El Pollo Loco, but here I hadn't ever found anything like it. And this place, the sign, when you're looking for it, is kind of like not a sign that speaks maybe to me or our culture or something, but it's a pretty big sign, and it has a picture of a chicken on it with a cowboy hat. And regio, it turns out, means royal or terrific. So this pollo is royal and terrific and a very good price, and I would really recommend it. And they have a drive-thru, and you can get, like, whole meals for pretty good, like $13.99, or two chickens for about $21. So, hey.
Or you can also use, I like that place, too, and you can use that as a starter for recipes that have chicken.
That's a good idea.
From scratch.
I'm always looking for a good chicken to start with, not to cook it myself. I'm not a very good cook.
Yeah, me either. And I don't want to be home all day getting ready to
make it. Exactly.
Well, I blogged about Fuzzy's Taco. I've been anxiously awaiting it opening. I went there when I was moving my daughter out of Texas Tech. She graduated in this year, and she took me there when we were moving her out, and it's really fun, kind of a college-y place. They have them on a lot of college campuses. I was on the OU campus this weekend, and they're building one there, too. So it was fun to go in there. I tried several times, and the line was out the door, so I finally was able
really?
To get in there. Yeah. Especially weekends, people trying to have breakfast. But it was very good, and had a group there. We sat outside. It was lovely, especially now that it's a little bit cooler. I think it'll be really nice. And their food was very good. I enjoyed it. I'm also going to be blogging this week about Matito's, which did open at Forest and Central in the old Black Eyed Pea building. We had a good time there, and the food was good, so I'll be blogging about that this week.
Great. great. I look forward to reading about that. I know we tried Fuzzy Tacos recently. It was kind of a Friday early evening. It was a good amount of time after they opened. I'm not huge on fighting the crowds if I can help it. I loved that they served the breakfast tacos all day. I'm a huge fan of taco places that serve the breakfast tacos all day. I was a bigger fan of it than my husband. My husband said, I can see why you like this place because you prefer toppings to meat. He prefers meat to toppings. Uh-huh. And so the tacos themselves were not as big of a hit with him. He liked them, but I really liked the ample toppings on the tacos. And they were a good size for $2 a taco, I thought.
Well, and Kara, you have a baby, and it's nice to go to a place where if the baby's a little loud, it's kind of no big deal.
Right.
There's young people being loud, and it's kind of a corrugated tin kind of a thing. And being loud is part of the fun, so that's fun.
That was fun.
And babies like that kind of bright lights and
colors.
Lots of stuff going on because it's painted every color in the rainbow.
It is. And my baby happens to like breakfast tacos, so that worked out really well.
Perfect.
Anywhere else that we've tried?
Right. Well, so Christina Hughes-Babb had blogged about Faux 95, and so I did a little research on that just today. And this is a Vietnamese place that's at Walnut, at the large shopping center at Walnut and Odelia.
Now, I just want to point out, because I actually was thinking Walnut Hill and Odelia, but it's not. It's Walnut and
Walnut,
Odelia, which is
right.
Very different.
Right. It's north of Richland College.
Right. Okay.
Yes. And I have to say, I had the small size of a chicken noodle soup. Which is not the chicken noodle soup that you would get anywhere but in a Vietnamese restaurant. And, I mean, the pieces of chicken, you need a chopstick. You have the separate little spoon for the broth and the side of bamboo shoots.
Wow.
So, yeah. And, it was so good that I had wished that I ordered the large. But by the time I was finished, of course, I was very full.
Right.
And for very little money. So I have to say that's another winner.
Well, that's the kind of research I like, where you get to go eat there.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fun research. Well, just in general, if you had a go-to restaurant in the neighborhood or a go-to even menu item, maybe, I guess you don't have to stick to one if you don't want to, but what's a couple that you would suggest?
Well, you can't go wrong with Mi Cocina, of course, and the whole neighborhood loves it, and that's part of the fun, as you see everyone you know. I'll give you a hint. If you ask for the Mico Rico salad, it's the Miko salad, but they chop it up for you and spread the dressing all around. So if you're eating with someone else, it's not awkward to eat a salad with big chunks. They've already got it all mixed up. And everybody loves Picasso's, of course. And I love at Highlands Cafe the pork tacos. They're just fabulous. They don't serve them every day, but they have a mandarin slaw in there with it that's just delicious. That's my favorite.
Ooh, that's a good suggestion. What about you, Ellen?
Well, our family loves Cheddar's, which is right at Greenville and Central Expressway. And they have a chopped salad there, too, that I really love. I think it has mangoes. I just know where it is in the menu. I barely even read it. But it's a chopped salad, and it's got some really great stuff in it, mangoes being one of them. And another place in that direction that I like is Sushi Ichiban, which has been in that location, sort of where JJ's, is that what it's called, J&J's Burgers?
JG's,
sorry, mm-hmm. Right. But they have been in a large sort of corner location there, Sushi Ichiban, but then they've just recently moved to a smaller little sort of a hole-in-the-wall part there, but it's just right for them, and the food is still real good there.
Oh, that's
so,
a great one.
Teriyaki.
I was just thinking about, this is something that was introduced to me by our little local columnist, Erin Moyer. It's called The Great Outdoors. And I miss it all the time when I drive up on Greenville. It's Greenville and Park Lane, just north of Park Lane. And I had never been in 5 years. And she said, I can't believe you haven't been. So we went there for lunch. And it's really a great little sandwich place. They have lots of different stuff on the menu, but the sandwiches are really good. And there's something you can, I don't remember if it's Yes, I'll Have the Works or something like that, where it's, you know, like you're one of the regulars, and yes, give me everything on the sandwich, and it's all this little special. It was very tasty. I enjoyed it. And you can go eat there and not feel like you've eaten way too much, too, and maybe stick to your Weight Watchers points and things like that. I also love, and this is kind of an interesting one, I love White Rock Coffee's chicken salad sandwich. I sometimes will go in the morning and grab the White Rocker Blended, which is the great drink in the summer, and also just grab a chicken salad sandwich to take with me for lunch later that day. So that's one of my favorites, too.
You know, White Rock Coffee also makes a turkey sandwich with avocado, and it's delightful.
Really?
Yes, very fresh bread, and the avocado is always perfect.
I have a hard time getting away from the chicken salad, but I might
take
well,
you got to branch out, girl.
Branch out. Well, let's move on to another fun topic, television. So the Emmys were about a week ago, and there were a couple of Link Highland celebrities that appeared. I missed the pre-red carpet, you know, all that interview with Chris Harrison and Mark Salling. Chris Harrison, of course, was the host of The Bachelor for, I guess he still is. I guess I don't watch The Bachelor anymore, but he is still the host. And Mark Salling is one of the stars of Glee, which is the breakout hit. And they apparently, right before Chris was interviewing Mark, had this conversation and realized they'd gone to the same high school. And, of course, it's Link Highland High School.
You know, clearly they're not reading the blog because we're telling
they're
people
not.
All the time that they went to the same high school. But it was a cute moment, and I missed it too. But a frequent reader, Ann Conwell from Link Highland, let us know that it was on there. And we posted a link, and the link is there if you want to look at it. And that link has gone viral. I've seen it on lots of people's Facebook page and other things. So a lot of people are reading it and watching it. And it was very cute. And actually, Mark Salling's mother, Condi, emailed me to say thanks for linking to it because she was able to see it.
So great.
She, and of course, she's a very supportive mother, very proud mother. And she shared with us the story of, you know, he had gone out to try to make it and was almost ready to give up. He'd been out there 7 years trying to make it big, and his agent talked him into looking at one more guy for the role of Puck, and they fell in love with him, and of course it's been fabulous casting and a huge success ever since. But he's having a great time, and I actually saw him at Mikosina, speaking of Mikosina, during the football season last year with some friends, and so he still is around Lake Highlands. There's Mark Salling spottings everywhere, so that's always fun.
That's great, and I loved one of my favorite comments during that interview was the, yeah, I graduated in 2008, 2009, you know, trying to play it off. I think he graduated in 2001, actually, but he's still very, very young. You kind of look
he
at that
is.
And go, wow, he made it in Hollywood, and he's that young. He also has an album, a solo album coming out in October, I believe. We'll post that link with the podcast, too. Maybe he'll come back to Dallas for a concert to promote the album, and maybe we'll be able to talk him into a guest appearance on the podcast. We'll see.
But until then, you can buy one of the Glee albums where he is singing solo Sweet Caroline, and I love
that's a good one.
Yeah. That's on repeat in my car.
Well, other than Glee, because that's the obvious one, what are you most looking forward to about television this fall?
Well, you got to watch Jimmy Johnson on Survivor Nicaragua.
Ooh.
Because I think it's going to be hilarious to see Jimmy Johnson without a shirt. And I think they're talking about maybe he'll be, you know, there's a lot of young people on that show, young, hip, fit people. And so it'll be interesting to see if he becomes the coach or the mentor or if he's able to kind of blend in with the young people. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, he knows how to communicate with players. And so maybe he'll be the same way on the show. I think it'll be fun to watch. That's going to be Sunday nights on the TV Guide Network, Sunday nights at 7 beginning this Sunday.
How about you, Ellen?
You'll find out what my speed is. The Cat in the Hat knows a lot about that. PBS, it's a new show starting that's going to be sort of interactive or just an educational show for kids. It started this week. It runs here at 2 o'clock, but what I always did with my kids was TiVo it back in the day, recorded it, but however you do that now, and make it run at dinner time. Or just while I'm cooking.
There you go. That's a good one. Well, I'm most excited about some of the ones that everyone's talking about. Modern Family, which won a lot of Emmys. Thrilled about that show. I enjoyed every single episode, as well as Community. I laughed through every single episode of that last year. I think that's Wednesday and Thursday nights, respectively. But also, we've been kind of catching some random shows. It's always the lesser-known shows on the cable networks. We watched this summer. This was another suggestion from Aaron Moyer, the local columnist, If You Really Knew Me, and it's a group called Challenge Day, and they go to various high schools and kind of help the students interact. If you haven't seen it, go to MTV's website and try to look it up. There was actually a show in a high school where a lot of my friends went to school. It was Putnam City West High School in Oklahoma City, and they just did one in Paris, Texas. It's very heartwarming, and the thought that you can really just kind of bring these different kind of factions of kids together for healing was very cool. But they also did a premiere for the show called World of Jinx. And I'm interested in watching this. It's a guy that basically goes and walks in the shoes of all these different people for a period of time. Kind of a documentary type show. And I'm hoping it's good. The previews look really, really good. And I'm hoping the previews don't disappoint.
I saw the previews of that too. And that looks really good. And he's, again, another kind of young, hip guy who's trying to see what it's like in being around different people and experiencing different things than what he has experienced. There's also going to be a mockumentary called My Generation on ABC Thursday nights at 7, where they're ostensibly it's going back to 2,000 graduates in a fictional high school in Austin, Texas, where they filmed them then, and then supposedly they followed them up over the 10 years since and are catching up with them today and what the different ones have done. It's fictional, but they're going to use real-world footage from the last decade to weave in there and how current events have affected this fictional group of kids. And, of course, September 11th happened in between them, too, so I'm sure that'll be a part of it. But it looks good. It looks mainstream and not as authentic, probably, as World of Jinx. It's, again, it's fictional, but it looks like fun.
It's going to be an interesting fall. TV is getting better, I have to say. It's just getting better these days. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
My kids still can't believe that when we are, again, showing them my age, when there used to be 4, 5, 8, and 11, and that was about it. So
yeah.
I don't think they understand how good they have it.
No, probably not. Any more from you, Ellen? Do we have any shameless plugs this week?
I would just recommend the White Rock Local Market. It's going to be open this week, and especially because my friends will be there. Jean Larson, who is also famous for being our exercise teacher at the rec center for years, also has a garden, and some of us help her out with that. So it's organic, and she is going to be there with some of the friends. Selling some herbs. Basil, they have a bumper crop, and usually some good cilantro and probably whatever they can make look pretty for the market. My friends will be there selling some great organic herbs.
That sounds good. I have to admit, I have not made it out to the market very much this summer because it's just been so hot, but I am looking forward to going this fall before it goes away.
Well, now that it's fall and football season has started up, it's time for everybody in Lake Highlands to buy their Wildcat Club membership. And people know that the Wildcat Club supports football, but they support all the different sports for Lake Highlands High School and the Freshman Center and both junior highs. And that includes swimming and track and wrestling and gymnastics and all the sports that you maybe don't see all year. For $25 membership, you can support the group. And that buys uniforms and equipment and plaques and banners and, again, supporting all ages. We'll put the information on the blog of how to join. You can mail your check to the school, 9449 Church Road, Lake Highlands High School. And you can join at $25 or have a more supporting role at higher levels. So we'll put that information on the blog.
Sounds great. And since we're talking about sports, and it is football season, which means probably the most interest, whether for good or for ill, it's the way it is. Don't forget to check out the Lake Highlands Sports blog. There's a lot of stuff going on there and a lot of good posts that I've read over the past week or two.
And, it's fun to watch sports, and I'm a sports fan, but it's also fun to know you're supporting the kids, and they're giving it their all, and all the supporting roles, also the drill team and the marching band and all the different groups, the bellboys, the cheerleaders. So it's a great way to support the community, and I am a firm believer that so goes the high school, so goes our property values. So I think when the whole community is at the Wildcat Stadium, it's good for all of us.
Yeah, and those are fun nights. Lots of students from lots of different organizations involved. Well, thanks so much for listening to Advocate Radio. This has been the latest Lake Highlands podcast. We'll see you next week.